entire creation can be described as a function of four parameters: world, time, soul, and the source of existence, which are regulated from the inside by the will and the wishes of the Creator. World, the entire inorganic universe. In the spiritual worlds, this corresponds to the inorganic level of desires. Soul, everything organic, including human beings. Time, a cause and effect progression of events that takes place with every single soul and with all of humanity in its entirety, similar to the historical development of humanity. The source of existence, the plan for development of events that occurs with each of us and with humanity in general, the plan for governing the entire creation and bringing it to the initially predetermined condition. Deciding to create the worlds and human beings in them in order to bring them closer to himself, the Creator gradually decreased his presence by way of diminishing his light for the purpose of creating our world. The phases of gradual concealment, from above downwards, of the Creator's presence are known as the worlds. Atzilut, a world in which those present there are completely unified with the Creator. Berea, a world in which those present there have a connection with the Creator. Yetzirah, a world in which those present there perceive the Creator. And Asiya, a world in which those present there almost completely or completely do not perceive the Creator. This level includes our world as the last, the lowest, and the most removed from the Creator. All the above worlds have emerged one from the other and in a way are replicas of one another. Each lower world, that is, the one further removed from the Creator, is a cruder version, but nonetheless an exact replica of the previous one. It's interesting to note that each world is a replica of all parameters, world, soul, time, and the source of existence. That is, all in our world is the direct result of the processes that have already taken place in the past in a higher world, and all that has taken place there is the result of what has taken place even earlier, and so on, up to the point where all four parameters, world, time, soul, and the source of existence, merge in a single source of existence in the Creator. This place is known as Atzilut. The enclothement of the Creator in the garments of the worlds Atzilut, Berea, Yetzirah, his appearance to us by means of illuminations of light through screens which weaken these worlds, is known as the Kabbalah. The enclothement of the Creator in the garment of our world, the world of Asiya, is known as the written Torah. But actually, there's no difference between the Kabbalah and the Torah of this world. The source of everything is the Creator. In other words, to study and to live according to the Torah, or to study and to live according to the Kabbalah, is determined by the spiritual level of a person. If the person is on the level of this world, then he sees and perceives this world and the Torah as everything. However, if he will elevate himself, he will see a different picture, since the sheath of this world will vanish, and what will be left are the sheaths of the worlds Yetzirah and Berea. Then the Torah and the entire reality will appear different to him as it appears to those who reach the level of the world Yetzirah. At that point, the Bible, with all its stories about the animals, the wars, and the objects of this world, will be transformed into the Kabbalah, the description of the world Yetzirah. If the person elevates himself even further into the world of Berea or Atzilut, then he will discover an entirely new picture of the world and of the mechanism that governs it in accordance with his spiritual state. There's no difference between the events of the Bible and the Kabbalah, the Bible of the spiritual world. The difference is in the spiritual level of the people that are involved. From two people reading the same book, one will see in it historical events and the other the depiction of the dominion over the worlds which is clearly perceived from the Creator. Those that are found in the state of complete concealment of the Creator are existing in the world of Asiya. That's why in the end all appears to them as not good. The world appears as full of suffering, since they can't perceive it otherwise due to the concealment of the Creator. If they do in fact experience pleasure, it appears merely as pleasure that follows suffering. It's only upon attaining the level of Yetzirah that the Creator partially reveals himself and allows a person to see his governing by reward and punishment. Thus is born love, which is dependent on the reward, and fear, which is dependent on punishment, in that person. The third step, unconditional love, appears as a result of a realization by a person that the Creator has never caused him harm, but only good. This corresponds to the level of Berea. When the Creator reveals to a person the entire picture of creation and the dominion over all the creations, then there appears in a person absolute love for the Creator, since he begins to see absolute love of the Creator towards all his creations. This understanding elevates him to the level of the world Atzilut. Therefore, our relationship to the Creator is a result of our ability to understand His actions, and depends only on the degree to which the Creator will reveal Himself to us, since we're created in such a way that the conduct of the Creator affects us, our thoughts, our qualities, and our acts, automatically, and we can only ask that He alter us. Irrespective of the fact that all acts of the Creator are inherently good, there are forces, also originating from the Creator, that appear to operate contrary to the desire of the Creator. These forces often invoke criticism of His acts, and are thus known as impure. At every step, from the initial point of our path to the final point, there exist two opposing forces that were both created by the Creator, pure and impure. The impure force deliberately invokes in us a mistrust and pushes us away from the Creator. But if ignoring this impure force, we nevertheless strain ourselves in our plea to the Creator to help us, then we strengthen our bond with the Creator and instead receive a pure force, thus elevating ourselves to a higher spiritual level. At the same time, the impure force stops affecting us since it has already performed its role. The impure force of the world of Asiya, step 1. This force aspires to instill the events through the denial of the existence of the Creator. The impure force of the world Yetzirah, step 2. This force aspires to convince a person that the world is governed not through the mechanism of reward and punishment, but by means of arbitrariness. The impure force of the world Berea, step 3. This force aspires to neutralize in a person the perception of the Creator's love for him, which actually, in turn, invokes love for the Creator. The impure force of the world Azilot, step 4. This force aspires to prove to a person that the Creator does not always act in accordance with absolute love towards all of creations, thus attempting to preclude the feeling of absolute love in a person towards the Creator. Thus it becomes clear that the elevation to each consecutive spiritual level, the revelation of the Creator and the attainment of pleasure from getting closer to Him, requires one to overcome the corresponding opposite force in the form of thought and desire. Only then can one ascend to the next level and take another step forward on our path. From the aforesaid, it can be concluded that the range of spiritual forces and senses of the four worlds, Asiya, Yetzirah, Berea, Atzilut, has a corresponding range of opposite and parallel forces and senses from the four impure worlds of Asiya, Yetzirah, Berea, Atzilut. The advance forward occurs as an alternating process. If a person is able to overcome the impure forces and all the obstacles that are sent to him by the Creator, if he asks the Creator to reveal Himself in order to endow that person with the strength needed to withstand the power of the impure forces, thoughts, and desires, then that person will reach the pure stage. From birth, each of us is found in a state where the Creator is absolutely concealed from us. In order to begin the advance on the prescribed spiritual path, it's necessary to, 1, perceive His present state as unbearable, 2, feel at least to some extent that the Creator exists, 3, feel that He depends only on the Creator, and 4, recognize that only the Creator can help him. By revealing Himself, the Creator can immediately alter our desires and form within us an intelligence with new essence. The appearance of these strong desires immediately awakens within us powers to fulfill them. The only thing that defines a person's essence are his desires. A combination and collection of these desires determine the essence of a person. Our reason exists solely for the purpose of aiding us to attain that which we desire. That is, reason serves as no more than an assisting tool. A person advances along his path in stages, moving forward step by step, being influenced alternately by the impure, left egoistic forces, and by the pure, right, altruistic one. By overcoming the forces of the left with the help of the Creator, a person acquires the characteristics of the right. The path, then, is like two rails, the left and the right, like two forces repelling from and attracting to the Creator, like two desires, egoism and altruism. The further we move away from our initial starting point, the stronger the opposing force becomes. Forward advance is a function of gaining likeness to the Creator. This means likeness in desires and in love, since the love of the Creator is the only divine feeling towards us from which emerge all other feelings. The Creator has the desire to do only good for us, to bring us to the ideal state, which can only be a state resembling the state of the Creator. That is, the state of immortality, filled with limitless pleasure from the feeling of infinite love towards the Creator, who emits a similar feeling. Since the attainment of this state is the purpose of creation, all other desires are considered to be impure. The goal that the Creator pursues is to bring us to the state of likeness to His own state. This goal is imperative for each of us and for humanity in general, whether we want it or not. We cannot possibly desire this goal for the simple reason that being in this world, we're not able to perceive all the pleasures and the redemption from all the suffering that would result from our unification with the Creator. The sufferings are sent by the Creator Himself to push us forward, to force us to change our environment, habits, actions, and outlooks, since a person is instinctively ready to free himself from suffering. There can be no pleasure without suffering preceding it. There can be no answer if there's no question. No satiation if there's no hunger. That is, in order to experience any sensation, it's first necessary to experience the opposite feeling. Therefore, to experience the drawing power and the love for the Creator, it's necessary to experience the exact opposite feeling, such as hatred and alienation from ideas, habits, and desires. No feeling can be born out of a vacuum. There must be a definite desire to attain that feeling. For instance, a person should be taught to understand and thus to love music. An uneducated person cannot grasp the happiness of an educated one who, after strenuous efforts, discovers something new that he's been striving to attain for a long time. The desire for something is known in the terminology of the Kabbalah as a vessel or a kli, since specifically the feeling of lack is a necessary condition for pleasure to fill it. The magnitude of the pleasure that in the future is to be received depends on the magnitude of the vessel. Even in our world, we see that it's not the size of the stomach, but the desire, the sensation of hunger that determines the magnitude of the pleasure derived from the food. That is to say that the level of suffering from the absence of the desired determines the size of the vessel, and this in turn determines the greatness of the pleasure to be received. The pleasure that fulfills the desire to be gratified is known as light, because it endows the vessel with a feeling of fulfillment and satisfaction. It's necessary for there first to be a desire to enjoy to such an extent that suffering is felt by its lack, and only then can it be said that the vessel is prepared to receive the abundance that the person so waited for. The purpose of the creation of impure forces or desires known as klipot is to create in a person a desire of infinite magnitude. If not for the desires of klipot, a person would never experience the urge for more than the basic needs of the body. Thus, he'd remain on the child's level of development. It is the klipot that compel a person to search for new pleasures, since they constantly create new desires that require fulfillment and that force a person to develop. The attainment of the qualities characteristic of the world, Atzilut, is known as the resurrection of the dead, since in this manner a person transforms all the impure or the dead desires into pure form. Prior to the world of Atzilut, a person, as if moving on two rail tracks, is only able to alter the desires to the opposite ones, but can't transform all the desires into pure ones. Upon entering the world of Atzilut, a person is able to correct past desires, thereby reaching higher stages of spiritual development. This process is known as the resurrection of the dead, of dead desires. Of course, resurrection in this case does not refer to our physical body, since like the bodies of all creations that populate this world, it disintegrates once the soul departs from it and has no value without the presence of the soul. If as a result of self-work, a person reaches the state at which desires that are not good do not control him, yet do distract him from his connection with the Creator, despite the fact that he feels that they still exist within him, this situation is called Shabbat, the Sabbath. But if his thoughts and longings for the Creator were diverted either by himself or through the influence of thoughts of others, and he allowed these foreign thoughts or desires to enter, which is called the desecration of the Sabbath, then he already does not consider these thoughts as being foreign, but considers them as his own, and he's certain that they are the correct thoughts rather than those that previously brought him directly without doubts on his path towards the Creator. If a great expert in a certain field joins a group of people who work in the same field, but are second rate, and they convince him that rather than put his soul into his work, it's better to work half-heartedly, then this great expert will gradually lose his talent. If, however, such an expert is found amidst mediocre workers from a different field of expertise, then that person's not damaged, since there's no association between that person and the other workers. Therefore, the one who truly desires to succeed in a particular field of expertise should strive to become part of an environment of experts that treat their job as an art. Apart from this, the most remarkable difference between an expert and a common worker is in the fact that an expert derives pleasure from the work itself rather than from the wages for that work. Consequently, those that truly desire to elevate themselves spiritually should diligently check the environment and the people that surround them. If it is the environment of people who lack faith in the Creator, then the ones looking for spiritual elevation are like experts among those specializing in a different field. The goal of the former is to grow spiritually, whereas the goal of the others is to acquire the greatest pleasure from this world. Therefore, their opinion does not pose a great danger. Even if for an instant you adopt their point of view, in the next moment you'll realize that this point of view originated from the non-believers and you'll return to the goals of your life. However, one should beware of the people who believe but do not pay proper attention to the correct reasons for fulfilling the commandments, anticipating ahead of time the reward that awaits them in the world to come, and observing the commandments for that purpose only. It's necessary to stay away from those people, and the closer they come to your goals and thoughts, the further you should distance yourself from them. One should be especially cautious of those who call themselves Kabbalists or mystics and get as far away as possible from them, because unbeknownst to you, they can damage your abilities in the field that's new to you. Kabbalah presents the creation as consisting of two components, the Creator and the desire created by Him to be gratified with closeness to Him. The desire to be gratified with closeness to the Creator as a source of infinite absolute pleasure is known as the soul. It's similar to all our desires, but exists without physical form. The cause and the goal of creation is the desire of the Creator to gratify the souls. The aspiration of a soul is to be gratified by the Creator. The desire of the Creator and the desire of the soul are resolved as each approaches the other, that is, as they unify. Unification and closeness are attained by concurrence of qualities and desires. Similarly, in our world, we consider a person to be close to us because of the feeling of closeness that we experience, rather than due to the proximity of a particular person. Also, like in our world, the greater the initial distance of separation, the greater the obstacle standing in the way of the desired, the greater the pleasure we receive from attaining that for which we strive. For this reason, the Creator places the soul in a condition that is most distanced and opposite from Him. He absolutely conceals himself as the source of the pleasures. He plants the soul in a body, in the desire to derive pleasure from everything that surrounds it. If, in spite of the concealment of the Creator and the obstacles caused by the desires of the body, a person develops a desire within him to draw close and to cling to the Creator, then precisely due to the impediment caused by the opposition of the body, that person can attain a much greater desire to receive pleasure from the Creator than was possible prior to the encasing of his soul into a body. The method or instruction on the attachment with the Creator is known as Kabbalah, derived from the verb lakabel, to receive pleasure from the Creator. With the help of words and notions of our world, Kabbalah relates to us the experiences of the spiritual world. Since according to the Kabbalah, all that is said in the Bible, which includes the five books of Moses, the writings and the prophets, is said to teach each person the way to the goal of creation. The Kabbalah sees the following meanings in the words given below. In the beginning. In the beginning of the work on oneself. In the beginning of drawing closer to the Creator. Our forefathers. The initial state of a person's desires. Were idol worshippers. All the desires of a person were directed to the goal of deriving pleasure. And afterwards the Creator chose one of them, From all of his desires, a person chooses one desire, which is to unite with the Creator, and commanded him to separate from his land and people and to settle in a different place. In order to perceive the Creator, a person must raise one's desire above all other desires, the desire to perceive the Creator, and to distance himself from all other desires. If a person's able to choose just one of all the desires, to cultivate it, and to live only by it alone, that is, by the desire to unite with the Creator, then it is as if he passes on to a different life, a life of spirituality. If a person wants to advance forward or is already on the path directly towards the Creator, then he's called Israel, derived from the words Yasher, directly, and Le'el, to the Creator. The creation of the world, which includes its conception and management, is in order for the world to exist and advance according to the predetermined plan towards the end for which it was created.